I can still remember the very first time I heard Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. They used it on the end credits of Oliver Stone's movie Platoon. It was a very moving movie and a very moving piece of music, and has been ever since 1936. And we heard there the Los Angeles Philharmonic led by Leonard Bernstein. And number five in our classical top 70 countdown for Samuel Barber, a piece of great wistful melancholy. How curious a thing it should be, then, that number four in our classical top 70 countdown, as we work our way to it, is Beethoven and the Ode to Joy. We're running the gamut of emotions here in this noon hour of classical music on KPR, and that's pretty typical of how we do things in an afternoon of classical music, and we do it because music is supported by listeners. And we're asking you to take that step this afternoon and join us during the Campaign for Excellence and our Top 70 Countdown. Pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or a toll-free number, 888-577-5268. I'd like to thank a couple of people from Topeka, Kansas, anonymous donors, who thanks us for the job we do and hope we'll keep up the good work. Thanks for your donations as well. Be the next one to support us. And when I say us, who's us? Well, I'm here this afternoon with a man we all rely on to keep the computers running, our engineer Jason Sloat, and I'm a little nervous because I'm here with the boss, our station general manager, Dan Skinner. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Jeff, and thanks to all of you. I can see why that made it so high on the list, such a beautiful and moving piece. I would like to get you to be inspired to go to the phone or the website to make a pledge of support. And perhaps the best way to do it comes from Dwayne and Terry Townley.
Yes.
They're native Kansans who now live in Midland, Michigan. And they're matching gifts dollar for dollar during our afternoon classical music time. They're encouraging fellow Kansans to preserve this important cultural resource with a gift of any size. And they will match it dollar for dollar up to, we use up $1,000 worth. Mm. So you can give a gift of any size up to $1,000, and they will match it dollar for dollar. You know, if you wanted to wipe that out immediately, a pledge of $1,000 would be welcome. Hey. A pledge of $5 a month would be equally welcome. You do your part to keep classical music strong and all the other things you value about public radio. You know, the thing is about public radio, over the years, there have been fewer and fewer stations that carry classical music. A lot of them have gone all news or gone all whatever, been very monolithic. But one of the things that attracted me to come to work at Radio Kansas was the fact that we have a very eclectic format. Mm. That we do have news, but we have classical music and jazz and, you know, things like the Retro Cocktail Hour and Trail Mix. Lots of things to keep you tuning back to Kansas Public Radio. Do your part to support it right now. KansasPublicRadio.org or 888-577-5268. And Dwayne and Terry Townley will match your gift dollar for dollar.
I find it remarkable that folks who live in Michigan are supporting a public radio station in Kansas. To me, that says a lot, both about the quality of Kansas Public Radio's programming, the quality of the staff, and the great job that everyone here does. Also about the fact that we've been able to keep up with technology lately. I do a lot of work with computers, as you said, and I also I'm a recording engineer. We have live performances in our very own live performance studio, which was made possible by gifts because of folks, generous folks like yourself, who not only listen, but also support your public radio station. So these wonderful folks, the Townleys, who are from Kansas, but they live in Michigan, they're still connected to this community. You know, it's an important thing to have a community of people who you share ideas and resources with. Well, Kansas Public Radio is a community because it's a place where we all come together to listen to not only NPR News, Morning Edition, All Things Considered, but classical music, something that's not as easy to find on the radio dial anymore. And it's hard to find a radio dial as well. Mostly they're just buttons, but, you know, that's progress, I guess. So why not do a little more than just listen? Why not support your public radio station, Kansas Public Radio, with a gift, a donation of some money? And I would suggest whatever amount you can afford. That's kind of how we work. We don't want you to break the bank. We don't expect any one person to carry the full load of, you know, keeping our budget where it should be. But if you can just do a small part of that, maybe $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you can afford, do that by going to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, or you can call us on the telephone at 888-577-5268.
You are with us because you found a place that represents something special. It's your place to experience a whole gamut of emotions that the world of classical music can provide. And whether that means joyous fanfares or whether that means a somber, melancholy state, as we experienced with Barber's Adagio, you're always going to feel something in an afternoon of classical music. And it's here for you each and every day because it's been supported by listeners throughout the years. And for the years to come, we need your support right now at kansaspublicradio.org. And it looks like, from Lawrence, Kansas, an anonymous donor, who says we do a great job of providing local and national news, thanks us. Thank you, donor from Lawrence, Kansas. Be the next one at 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
And remember, when you make your pledge right now, Dwayne and Terry will match that gift, dollar for dollar. Well, if you're brand new to the idea of supporting public radio, a great way to do it is to become a sustaining member. And what that means is a monthly membership. You know, like a lot of things in your life that you pay for on a monthly basis. You pay maybe for streaming or internet service or lots of things that you do on a monthly basis. Well, we're asking you to consider doing that for your public radio station. Maybe $10 a month. $15. You decide what's appropriate for you, and you can do that quick and easy by going to our website at kansaspublicradio.org. That's kansaspublicradio.org, and you'll see directions there on the website how to become a sustainer or make a one-time gift if you would prefer. Or if you would rather talk to a human being, you can do that by calling 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. And do not underestimate the value of your pledge, because 84% of our budget comes from folks just like you, local support. So please do your part.
And that part is to pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. And as we take your calls, we'll continue with the classical top 70 countdown. Coming up is Beethoven's Ode to Joy. But before that, we have something for you that is a little bit off the beaten path. You hear all the favorites at Kansas Public Radio, but you also hear a few things you don't expect, such as this work from guitarist Stephen Funk Pearson. This is called Elasomorph with the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet.
One, two, three. Thank you.
Music for Guitars, composed back in 1994, and whose title literally means elastic form. That was called Elasomorph by Stephen Funk Pearson, played by the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet here at Kansas Public Radio, a piece that's a bit modern, a bit off the beaten path, and one of those unexpected gems that you find here in an afternoon of classical music on KPR, and that's thanks to the pledges and support of listeners. Thanks for your pledges of support to Kansas Public Radio for the afternoon's classical music. Be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music also comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering online book clubs on a variety of different themes each month, including social justice, mystery, nature, and more. More information is at lplks.org. KPR would like to thank Taco Zone for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Taco Zone is located at 13 East 8th Street in downtown Lawrence. We are ready to proceed with the countdown. The classical top 70 works of classical music chosen by our listeners countdown. And we have arrived at number 4, and it's a work by Beethoven. Something that you may well expect from his 9th Symphony, the Ode to Joy. I think the listener can forgive me for not playing the 9th Symphony in its entirety in this instance, and instead bring you forward to the concluding moments, the Ode to Joy. Bruno Walter is here with the Columbia Symphony and the Westminster Symphonic Choir on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
There you have it, folks. Number 4 in our classical top 70 countdown. It's the Ode to Joy. To perform the Ninth Symphony by Beethoven, he's had to draw on all his orchestral powers to bring in the full orchestra, symphony, and chorus. And in that case, Bruno Walter led the Columbia Symphony and the Westminster Symphonic Choir here on Kansas Public Radio during the Campaign for Excellence, which is running concurrent with our classical top 70 countdown. Beethoven had to bring all the orchestral forces he had to bear to create that work, and we need to bring everybody together to support Kansas Public Radio with a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And I'd just briefly, quickly like to say thank you to John Schaefer of Leawood, Kansas, for making that decision this afternoon, as well as an anonymous donor with a generous pledge from Kansas City, Missouri, and then from Independence, Kansas, Karen Welch, who says she's an avid listener as much as her husband was and tells us to just keep doing what you're doing. Well, thank you, Karen Welch, and we'll keep doing what we're doing, but I want you to keep doing what you're doing as well, because we've had a great response so far and start to this afternoon's classical music during the classical top 70 countdown. Keep those pledges coming, because they're matched dollar for dollar right now by the Townleys of Missouri in their matching challenge. Support us at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268.
You know, classical music has this kind of magical quality, at least for me. It involves like time travel and emotions.
Oh, yeah.
You hear a piece of music and it takes you back to a specific time and place in your life, something that you've attached a special meaning to, and just hearing a wonderful piece of classical music can bring back all those memories and help you sort of cherish that moment in your life. We think that classical music is worthy of your support. Otherwise, we would not be bringing it to you. We think it is something that is important for a public radio station to have. I know that many of you also listen to the news, but sometimes, frankly, you need a break from the news.
For real.
The news, because of its nature, can sometimes be depressing and anxiety-inducing, and you need that antidote of great classical music to balance that out and feed your soul. Thank you so much to all of you. It is just so heartening to know that people value classical music and are doing their part to support it. And if you haven't done your part yet, it's easy to do. If you've never been a member of public radio before, you can become a friend and supporter of KPR by going to our website right now at kansaspublicradio.org and making a pledge of support. How much? That's up to you. Maybe you could give $5 a month, maybe $20 a month. You decide. Or maybe you don't like the monthly thing at all and rather give a one-time gift. That's wonderful as well. Do whatever is appropriate for you. That's kansaspublicradio.org. Or if you prefer, you can call us. Our number is 888-577-5268. And I'd just like to say before I turn this over to Jason that it's been wonderful hearing sort of the greatest hits of classical music as voted by our listeners and our supporters. You've got great taste. Thank you for that. Jason?
Well, and also I'd like to point out that our very generous Karen Welch, who called in, or I'm not sure if she called or went to the website, but she's from Independence, Kansas. That must be, that's down south of us. Mm. And I believe she's listening to KANQ, which is in Chanute, a transmitter down there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the four brand new transmitters that we've recently installed to better serve you, to make sure that you have a better signal. It's more stable, more reliable. Right. And those transmitters were a result of your generous giving as well. Kansas Public Radio is not a for-profit corporation. We don't, we're not profit motivated. We're not here to make money. We're here to make, well, programming, classical music, NPR news, BBC on KPR2, our HD sister station. All these great things we work hard to get to you, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on our website, whether it's on our mobile app, we're streaming. We're doing whatever we can to keep up with the times and to keep up with your needs, your demands. So we're hoping, you know, since we're not here to turn a profit, we're hoping that you'll help share in the burden of supporting Kansas Public Radio. It's certainly not a burden to listen to it, to enjoy it, but it takes a lot of work to keep it on the air. We're hoping that you will join us now. And we still have this challenge. Dwayne and Terry Townley, who live in now in Midland, Michigan, all the way from Michigan, they're willing to put their money on the line to match your contributions up to $1,000. We're still waiting for a few more calls or web pledges to make that happen, to finish that challenge out. So give us a call or go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, or go online to kansaspublicradio.org and pledge now.
The Townleys of Michigan. I think I said Missouri a little bit earlier. That was an unfortunate error, and I regret it. But one error that you don't want to make, don't forget to pledge your support to Kansas Public Radio, or 888-577-5268. We're not too far from the news from NPR, and the classics continue in the next hour. And gentlemen, we are going to continue with the classical top 70 countdown, numbers 3, 2, and 1. Any predictions for what we might have coming up?
I think Stairway to Heaven and Freebird.
Okay. Okay, let me just jot that down. I don't find that in the catalog.
Classics. They're classics.
No, what we've got in the next hour is The Mightiest of All the Wanderers and A Beautiful American Ballet. That's Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity by Gustav Holst, and Copland's Appalachian Spring. Two wonderful offerings for you, and they're next in our classical top 70 countdown, and we're going to be enjoying that in the next hour. KPR is your classical companion every day out of the year, and we always strive to provide a memorable experience, whether that means leaving you humming a familiar tune or providing you a stunning new work that perhaps you haven't heard before. You learn about it here at Kansas Public Radio, and that's because listeners have supported it. It exists today. To ensure the future, we need your pledge right now. And celebrating 70 years on the air, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, and thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. is exploring its options in the event it has to evacuate its diplomatic personnel from Sudan. The White House says there are currently no plans to activate a broader withdrawal that would involve thousands of Americans in Sudan. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby describes the Pentagon's latest movements, though.
The military continues to pre-position capabilities nearby in case they're needed, but there has not been a decision made that they will be needed. It's just a matter of making sure that we're ready for it. Still a very tense situation in Khartoum. None of these so-called ceasefires have taken root for very long. So the fighting continues. It is not a safe environment at all there in Khartoum.
Sudan's in the grip of a power struggle between the head of the country's army and the leader of a paramilitary group. The violence in Sudan also stands to affect foreign governments' economic and security interests in the region. In Germany, U.S. defense officials pledged more military help and training to Ukrainian forces during a stop in that country. And there, strikes disrupted travel for hundreds of thousands of people today as both airport and railway staff walked off the job. Here's NPR's Rob Schmitz.
More than 20,000 railway workers launched a nationwide strike that brought all train and some local public transportation to a halt in the morning hours on Friday in Germany. The work stoppage coincided with strikes by security personnel at four German airports that forced the cancellation of more than 700 flights. The union representing rail workers is seeking a 12% wage increase, but National Railway and Deutsche Bahn is only offering a 5% increase. Deutsche Bahn was forced to shut down all passenger rail traffic on Friday from 3 to 11 in the morning, though nationwide disruptions to the train network are expected to last all day. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Stricter gun control proposals in Tennessee have failed to gain traction in the state legislature. They include one from Governor Bill Lee, a Republican, and another from a Democratic state senator. Here's Blaze Gainey of member station WPLN.
State Senator Jeff Yarbrough tried to bring his bill requiring the safe storage of guns in vehicles out of committee and directly onto the floor, a motion that is rarely used. Yarbrough said he believes Republicans are too afraid to cross the gun lobby.
If this were a secret ballot, I think we'd pull this up and pass it in a heartbeat. Because I believe that there are 17 people in this room that know this is the right thing.
House Republicans haven't budged on gun reform legislation. They killed Yarbrough's bill and called Governor Lee's proposal to expand temporary orders of protection a non-starter. For NPR News, I'm Blaise Gainey in Nashville.
The Dow is up 29 points to 33,816. The Nasdaq's up 30. S&P's risen 7. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
There's the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with La Primavera, or Spring, from Ottorino Respighi Suite 3, Botticelli Pictures, here on Kansas Public Radio, just right and very on theme for our Spring Membership Drive, the Campaign for Excellence. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you here with Dan and Jason and the KPR staff. We're enjoying the music together and hoping that you'll call us on the Campaign for Excellence's final afternoon, where you can cast your vote for classical music in the afternoon at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. Thank you for those of you who have made that decision and pledged your support for us this afternoon. If you're not currently a member to Kansas Public Radio, there's no better time to join. No better time because we're having a lot of fun with our classical top 70 countdown, which will continue this hour with one of the masterpieces of Aaron Copland. Yes, it's the Appalachian Spring Ballet that we've got coming up here on KPR. But let's not get totally ahead of ourselves. We are at number 3 on our classical top 70 countdown this afternoon, and it's no wonder why this one made the list. It's part of the masterpiece of Gustav Holst, who in the year of 1917 delivered his massive orchestral symphonic suite known as The Planets, where Holst uses skillful musical writing to craft a sort of musical personality for each of the celestial bodies, and Jupiter being the largest, he gave the biggest place of prominence to. Next on KPR, David Lloyd-Jones leads the Scottish National Orchestra for number 3 on our countdown, Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity, on Kansas Public Radio. Had to describe that one in one word, majestic would be a good word. They say that when that piece premiered in Queen's Hall in London in 1917, even the theater sweepers were backstage twirling with their brooms. It's number 3 in our classical top 70 countdown, Jupiter, the bringer of jollity from the planets by Gustav Holst. And we listen there to the Scottish National Orchestra led by David Lloyd Jones. Curious about the planets, it concludes with the planet Neptune. There's no Pluto in the planets by Holst, but that makes sense. Piece premiered in 1917. Pluto wouldn't be discovered for about 13 more years. But more curious, at least for me, Holst never wrote a entry in the planets for the Earth itself. But if he'd been able to observe Earth from, say, one of the moons of Jupiter, he would have seen it's just a brilliant blue star in the firmament. It might have gotten a movement then, and oh well, just a thought. We're going to continue the classical top 70 countdown in just a few minutes with a famous work by Aaron Copland. Before that, though, a little business. It's our campaign for excellence, and we hope to hear from you with a pledge of support at kansaspublicradio.org or at our toll-free number, 888-577-5268. I'd like to say thank you to Judy Reutman and Stan Lombardo from Lawrence, Kansas, who made a pledge this afternoon. They appreciate weekend shows like On the Media, Radio Lab, and Reveal, and think Laura Lorson is terrific. It's a sentiment shared by a great many of us here at Kansas Public Radio. Be the next one to join us and pledge your support for classical music in the afternoon at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm joined by engineer Jason Sloat and our station general manager, Dan Skinner. Thanks for being with us today. Need to watch that mute status there, Mr. Skinner.
Got caught on mute.
There you go.
There, now you can hear me. Yeah. I was just saying that thanks to all of you who have done your part. Great to hear from you today, supporting classical music. And we still have a little business to take care of in terms of a challenge.
Yes.
Dwayne and Terry Townley, native Kansans that now live in Midland, Michigan, are matching gifts dollar for dollar right now during Afternoon Classical. They're encouraging you to do your part to preserve this important cultural resource, classical music, available throughout our broadcast area on four main transmitters, and then we also have some translators as well as we get our signal out there. And, of course, streaming. You can listen to us in Michigan or anywhere else in the world, and we appreciate everyone who supports this service. Again, Dwayne and Terry Townley are matching your donation right now, dollar for dollar. How do you do this? It's easy. Go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. That's kansaspublicradio.org. And become a sustaining member or make a one-time gift, whatever fits your way that you would like to make your gift. Or if you prefer, call us. The number is 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. All right. Do your part. I'm a sustaining member. That works for me. The older I get, sometimes my memory is a little flaky. Mm. Swiss cheese, I think someone described it as once. Ah. But I don't have to remember when I give now. I just do it on a monthly basis. It simplifies things and a great way to support your public radio station. And Jason, classical music, it is something that not every public radio station has these days.
That's true. You know, when I was a kid, I lived in New York City, and we had a great commercial station, WQXR, in New York City. It was AM and FM. And it was, you know, there were other stations around. Most cities had classical music stations. Most of those are gone. Kansas City had a classical music station for a very long time, and that's gone. And so, you know, we've been here for 70 years doing this because it's important, because classical music's important. We've had, you know, so many years of great success raising money. We used to get a lot of money from the state, from the federal government. You know, those were the days when we could count on the federal government to foot most of the bill. That is long gone. It's just not the case anymore. We are not funded by the federal government or by the state government, really, but for a tiny bit of our overall budget. You, the listener member, represent about 84% of our overall budget, which is remarkable. We really are truly now a community radio station because we're supported by folks who listen, who enjoy, and who rely on Kansas Public Radio to be there for you every day with classical music, with news from National Public Radio, with BBC on our KPR2, with HD Radio, with streaming services that you can listen to both on the web, on your computer, and on your phone. All of these amazing things are there for you, and we don't charge you anything for that. It's essentially a free service, but there is a cost to it. It costs quite a lot of money to do that, and we're not asking you to pay, you know, for the whole thing. We're just asking you to consider what it's worth to you and what you can afford to give to Kansas Public Radio to do your part to keep us on the air. We'd love for you to become a sustaining member because, as Dan said, that is a great way. It's really easy to do. It's, you know, you don't have to be reminded all the time to do it. We're not going to bother you with lots of calls and mailings. It's just a very stable way for us to get some solid income. But that in mind, with all the great things you hear on Kansas Public Radio, all the reasons you love it, now's the time to support it. You can either call us at 888-577-5268, that's 888-577-5268, or even better, go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, that's all one word, Kansas Public Radio, and pledge there because, well, it'll make you feel really good knowing that you not only listen, but you support your public radio station, Kansas Public Radio.
And you support that station at kansaspublicradio.org or at our toll-free number, 888-577-5268. The Campaign for Excellence has gone on for quite a while now, and if you've been listening for some time and hearing our appeals, and you've been on the fence, you've been maybe willing to give, but maybe you're a little hesitant, now is the time to get your pledge in, because it's going to be your last opportunity to, in effect, cast your vote for classical music in the afternoon. If classical music is something that is important to you, that enhances your afternoon, and something that you'd miss if it weren't there, then we think it's important to you, and that might be the case because you've joined us this afternoon. If it's important to you, it's also important to support it financially so that we know that there are plenty of people in the afternoon for whom classical music is meaningful. That's why it's so important to pledge while you can at kansaspublicradio.org or at 888-577-5268. Now, we are just about ready to resume the classical top 70 countdown. And we have worked our way from 70 entries all the way to number 2, which is, as mentioned before, music by Aaron Copland. Back in the 1940s, there was this ballet dancer and choreographer called Martha Graham. She was the one who approached Copland about some new sort of ballet dance piece based on American themes. Copland did so. He didn't have a title for it, but he suggested calling it Ballet for Martha. It was she who dove into some books of poetry to find the title Appalachian Spring, number 2 on our list, and we'll listen to the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and Eric Kunzel on KPR.
Thank you.
Copeland wrote that ballet suite in 1944. He wrote it for an American ballet dancer and choreographer named Martha Graham. He didn't have a title for it. Graham herself suggested Appalachian Spring from a volume of American poetry, and it fit. The two of them together gave the world an American classic, and number two in our classical top 70 countdown, Copeland's Appalachian Spring. We listen to the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra led by Eric Kunzel, and with that, that leaves us with just one more entry in our classical top 70 countdown. Number one in our list, and I'll tease right now that it is likewise a famous American classical piece, one that sits at the crossroads between the classical and jazz age. And we're going to hear it in the next hour at approximately 2:27, if you would like to know. And with that, the classical top 70 countdown and the campaign for excellence continue on. I'm here with engineer Jason Sloat and station general manager Dan Skinner, and we hope to hear from you next at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268, and help us meet our goals for this afternoon's classical music during the fundraising campaign. We're tantalizingly close, very close, to meeting our challenge from the Townleys of Michigan, who are matching classical pledges right now, dollar for dollar. I'd like to thank an anonymous donor from Lenexa, Kansas, who made a contribution this afternoon. Thanks very much. Be the next one at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268.
Maybe you've been listening to classical music here on Kansas Public Radio for years, maybe decades, and haven't yet become a member. Well, now's the time to do that. It's easy, especially if you become a sustaining member, as little as $5 a month. You could spare that, perhaps, maybe $10 a month, which is one of our most popular categories. It's a great way to support your public radio station as a sustaining member, and you can do that at kansaspublicradio.org, kansaspublicradio.org, or 888-577-5268. The great thing about the support we get for Kansas Public Radio is the gifts come in all sizes. Sometimes we get $5 a month. Sometimes we get a $500 gift or a $1,000 gift. You decide what's appropriate for your circumstance and then make your pledge of support, because you value the programming that you hear on this radio station. And maybe you have the means to do so, and you can do it in your light and self-interest, in that, yes, you're doing it for yourself because you value it, but you're also making this cultural resource, this news resource, all these other reasons that you listen to KPR possible for other people in the community that maybe don't have the means to do so. So it's a gift you can give to the community as well as yourself. KansasPublicRadio.org is the website to make your pledge at whatever amount works for you, or call us at 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268.
And we just have just a little bit left to make this challenge from Dwayne and Terry Townley. Originally from Kansas, but now from Midland, Michigan. They're from out of town, but they still are part of the KPR community, part of the folks who listen and support their public radio station. You don't have to be from Kansas to enjoy Kansas Public Radio. You can be listening pretty much anywhere in the world these days. But just a little bit left on that. I know that when you call in right now at 888-577-5268 or pledge on our website at kansaspublicradio.org, or your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. So it's a great chance to not just support your favorite public radio station, but to have the money that you put toward that support be doubled by some other generous Kansas Public Radio community members. We sure would love to hear from you. You know, we've been doing this all week now, and I think we've kind of run out of reasons why we think Kansas Public Radio is such a great thing. You know what you love about Kansas Public Radio. You know you like the music. You know you like NPR. You know all those things about it because you do listen. You spend your valuable time investing in listening to Kansas Public Radio. And the reason we're here is because folks just like yourself have done that, but they've also gone a step further. They've given their financial support to Kansas Public Radio. And that's the only reason we're here. We're not here because we make lots of money selling our product. It doesn't work that way. We create public radio. It's not something for sale. It's something for everyone. It's a public service. And it needs support to continue. And we like to think that it's, you know, pretty high quality public radio. I know a lot of folks enjoy it. I listen to it all the time. It's really a big part of my life. I'm hoping you'll join me and you'll join everyone who already has given to Kansas Public Radio this spring. Lots and lots of people have called in. Lots of people have continued their sustaining memberships. How about you? How about you give us a call at 888-577-5268, or even better, go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, and become a member of Kansas Public Radio right now.
It's an excellent time to do it. We're just so very close to meeting our challenge from the Townleys of Michigan. A Directors Club level pledge of $120 for the year could help us meet it right now this afternoon. Incidentally, $120 for the year is just $10 a month, which you can do for 12 months or join us at that level as a sustainer. KansasPublicRadio.org or 888-577-5268.
And when you call in, remember Dwayne and Terry Townley will match your gift dollar for dollar. And what does that mean for Kansas Public Radio? It means that our needs are taken care of and your needs are taken care of. As Jason was mentioning, it's very expensive to bring you this programming, but it happens because of your support. The number to call again is 888-577-5268. 84% of our budget comes from folks just like you. Or go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and make your support.
We're going to go to the news from NPR in just a moment, and the classical music continues on in the next hour. Well, of course, with number one in our classical top 70 countdown. We're going to enjoy that, along with a few offerings from the likes of Peter Warlock, Rimsky-Korsakov, and George Friedrich Handel. Much more still to come. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and of course online at kansaspublicradio.org, which is a great way to make your pledge during the Campaign for Excellence this afternoon. Looking forward to number one in our classical top 70, here's the news from NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. On the eve of Earth Day, President Biden is drawing contrast between how his administration's addressing climate change and the responses so far of his Republican critics, he says.
Imagine seeing all this happen, the wildfires, the storms, the floods, and doing nothing about it. Nothing about it. Imagine taking all these clean energy jobs away from working class folks all across America.
Biden touting sweeping environmental measures that now include the creation of a White House Office of Environmental Justice. It's intended to better address the disproportionate impact of climate change on communities of color and low-income communities. Protests outside the U.S. Supreme Court as activists wait for justices to weigh in on the availability of a widely used abortion pill that could be halted in many states while the drug's litigated. The Supreme Court gave itself until midnight to issue a decision after the Justice Department asked the High Court to enable full access to mifepristone while lower court battles continue over the FDA's approval of the drug more than 20 years ago. We have more from NPR's Becky Sullivan.
Since it was first approved by the FDA in 2000, mifepristone has been used by more than 5 million women for abortions and miscarriage care. Now it's the target of a lawsuit by anti-abortion groups who contend that the initial approval of the drug was flawed. A preliminary injunction, first issued by a federal judge in Texas, then upheld in part by an appeals court, would limit access to the drug by making it unavailable by telehealth or mail and restoring more restrictions on people seeking it in person. The Supreme Court has put that injunction on pause while it deliberated about what to do. The court has set that pause to expire at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, which suggests that the justices intend to rule sometime before then. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
Twitter has dropped recently controversial labels for media organizations. It had falsely marked NPR as U.S. state-affiliated media earlier this month. Here's NPR's Mary Yang.
Twitter has now nixed its labels for media organizations it had tagged as state-affiliated or government-funded. Dozens of news outlets, including NPR, have quit the platform over that labeling. Earlier this month, Twitter stamped NPR's main account, along with other public broadcasters such as BBC and PBS, as state-affiliated media. That label was an identifier for government-controlled outlets such as Russia's Sputnik and China's Xinhua. NPR maintains editorial independence from the government. Twitter then changed NPR's label to government-funded. NPR quit the platform last week. Mary Yang, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average down slightly at 33,780. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ are both up slightly as well. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, dedicated to serving clients with 24/7 live support. The people at Schwab are committed to helping clients on their investing journey. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. We'll be right back. popular and well-loved work by George Friedrich Händel, Arrival of the Queen of Sheba from Solomon, with the English Chamber Orchestra led by Raymond Lepard here on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues. I'm Jeff Watson. Glad to be with you. I'm here with Dan Skinner and Jason Sloat, and we're enjoying the music as well as enjoying our classical top 70 countdown, all while the Campaign for Excellence is in the background. Pledge your support for classical music in the afternoon. Today's your final opportunity to do so at kansaspublicradio.org or at 888-577-5268. We thank each and every one of you who made the decision to make that pledge thus far. And with the time that we have left to us, we hope you can be the next one to support us. Support for classical music also comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, presenting their spring concerts tomorrow evening at 7 and Sunday at 3 at Trinity Lutheran Church in downtown Lawrence. Tickets and information at lawrencechildrenschoir.org. We are due to unveil the number one pick in our classical top 70 countdown, the 70 most popular works of music as chosen by our listeners. It's coming up in a bit, and like Copland's Appalachian Spring that we heard in the previous hour, our number one pick is likewise an American work, one for piano and orchestra. That's on the way here on Kansas Public Radio. We're going to continue next with music by Peter Warlock and something that he came up with after developing some musical ideas that he acquired from a collection of Renaissance dances. It's the Caprile Suite next with the English Symphonia on KPR.
Thank you.
Now, there's a beautiful work from English composer Peter Warlock based on Renaissance dances, the Capriole Suite, with English Symphonia this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:19, and we are just a few short minutes away from getting ready to share with you our number one classical piece in our Classical Top 70 Countdown. First, though, a little bit of business. We're also in the closing hours of the Campaign for Excellence, our spring membership drive, and the time is running short for you to get your vote in, your pledge of support for classical music in the afternoon at kansaspublicradio.org. It's a good time to do so because we have, thanks to KPR members, met the challenge from Dwayne and Terry Townley of Michigan. Thanks to you, we met that challenge. We have a new challenge on our board now from Ben and Judy Coates of Topeka, matching pledges dollar for dollar right now. Support us at kansaspublicradio.org. Watch that mute status there, Mr. Skinner.
Helps if I turn my microphone on.
There we go.
Anyway, we'd like to thank Laura Kale. Thank you very much for your support from Atchison. And she says, keep up the good work. And I will get some remedial lessons on how to turn on my microphone. Anyway, thanks for all of you who have called so far. And as Jeff mentioned, we now have this new challenge on the board. And we're waiting with anticipation to find out about the number one pick in our Classical Top 70. You are our number one hit, so to speak, when you make your phone call right now at 888-577-5268. We will sing your praises, unless, of course, you wish to remain anonymous. You can go to kansaspublicradio.org or call us at 888-577-5268. And Jeff, as you mentioned, we're looking for four calls in the next few moments. You and three other people. So please do your part. Again, kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268.
So I get solicited for all sorts of organizations that are trying to raise money for lots of good causes, and they do lots of great things. But how many organizations do you know that ask you for their support who have already given you their service? I mean, Kansas Public Radio is kind of an upside-down business model, if you want to call it a business model. We bring you great programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and only after you've heard it, only after you've enjoyed it, do we ask you just a few times a year to help support it. You know, we're not going to shut it off. If you can't afford to contribute right now, we're not going to just turn off the radio. You can always turn off the radio at home, but we'll keep it going for you and for the whole community. But we would love for you to help us stay on the air. And to do that, we need your support. So please go to the website. It's kansaspublicradio.org or call us on the telephone at 888-577-5268 and support Kansas Public Radio in a way that's within your budget. You get to determine what it's worth to you, and it could be $5 a month, $10 a month. Maybe you have enough that you could spare a dollar per day for Kansas Public Radio. That's a dollar a day. I mean, you can't get parking for a dollar a day. You can't get a cup of coffee. There's so much, things are expensive in this world, but Kansas Public Radio is affordable because you get to determine the price. So whatever that price is, whatever you can afford, go to kansaspublicradio.org or call us right now to pledge on the phone at 888-577-5268.
We always strive to provide something special and something memorable for you in classical music, whether you're listening in the morning, afternoon, or evening. We hope to leave you humming a familiar tune or do something special in the form of introducing you to a new composer or perhaps a new work that you'd never heard before. A memorable experience is something that we strive for, to give you something special. And right now, we're hoping you can do something a little bit special for us, and that's to become a member listener. You and about three other folks is what we figure we need to stay on track for our goals at 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
It's our 70th anniversary. We're celebrating with our top 70, but we're also celebrating by giving you a little memento. If you pledge $70 or more, we'll send you a KPR 70th anniversary enamel pin, which is sure to be a collector's item, but certainly something you want to collect to celebrate 70 years of broadcasting at Kansas Public Radio. And it can be yours if you give a gift of $70 or more. And I don't have the number in front of me, but basically $6 a month would be a little bit more than that. And a great way to support your public radio station. Do it online at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And if you want to be precise, I'm told it's $5.84. I think that gets you a couple pennies over, but that'll do the job. If you'd like to celebrate 70 years with a pledge of $70 or more and get the commemorative pen.
That's right. The number to call is 888-577-5268, or to go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. And it's a really great time now because Ben and Judy Coates from Topeka will match your gift to Kansas Public Radio dollar for dollar. That means your whatever pledge level, if you can afford $1,000, they'll match that. It's a great time to call Kansas Public Radio. It's always a great time to listen to Kansas Public Radio, but this is the time to show your support for your public radio station, for classical music, for 70 years of great programming, and, you know, to the next 70, that's what I like to think. Anyway, go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, or call us at 888-577-5268.
It's a great time to pledge during the Campaign for Excellence, and without further ado, I'd say it's a great time to be with us right now at the moment, because with no further fuss or fanfare, it is time. We have arrived at, in the Classical Top 70 Countdown, our number one selection. Yes, that's right. So, in the year 1924, there was this jazz band leader named Paul Whiteman, and he had an ambition. He wanted to create something new for American audiences, an experiment in American classical music, a piece for piano and jazz band. He wanted George Gershwin to write the music for it. But Gershwin, he wasn't interested. He felt he didn't have the time. He felt the project wasn't quite specific enough. So he demurred on that idea, only to discover that Paul Whiteman had essentially volunteered him to do it by taking out an ad in the New York Tribune stating the appearance of a new concert with Gershwin writing the music. He immediately had to hop on a train to Boston and start working. It was on that train ride from New York to Boston that the Rhapsody in Blue was born. And it's our number one in our Classical Top 70 Countdown. And we'll hear it played by the London Philharmonic with pianist Simon Bartow on KPR.
Thank you.
And there you have it. The Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. Played by the London Philharmonic Orchestra with conductor Andrew Davis. And at piano, Timon Bartel. Number one in our classical top 70 countdown. Kansas Public Radio had over 1,000 votes submitted by 200 listeners. And that was your conclusion for our number one classical top 70 countdown list. Just as the Rhapsody in Blue was when we did our last classical countdown about a decade back. And it's not hard to understand why. It's one of the finest classical achievements in the American classical songbook. We're glad to be able to play that for you, and we're glad to be able to play classical music for you each and every time we join you, because it's listener-supported, supported during the classical top 70 countdown, and now we're hoping you can support us with a financial pledge of support, your last opportunity to do so for afternoon classical music during the Campaign for Excellence. You pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or our toll-free number, 888-577-5268. And I'd like to say thank you to listeners Graham Barnes and Linda Carter of Topeka, Kansas, who are friends of Jay Shaper and encourage us to keep up the good work. Thank you, Graham Barnes and Linda Carter. Some anonymous members, a pledge from Shawnee Mission, Kansas, from an anonymous listener, and an anonymous listener from Lawrence, Kansas, who loves the music at any time of day, but especially enjoys the newest addition to our staff, Destiny Ann Mermagan, who she feels creates a great interactive vibe with listeners, and that's for sure. KansasPublicRadio.org or 888-577-5268. And I'm here with engineer Jason Sloat and the station general manager, Dan Skinner. Did you enjoy the Rhapsody in Blue, Dan?
Absolutely. I understand why it gets voted number one, and for two 10-year anniversaries in a row. We'll see what happens 10 years from now. Wouldn't be surprised if it topped the list again.
Yeah.
Thanks to all of you who have pledged so far, but we still have some business to do. We're looking to finish off a challenge from Ben and Judy Coates from Topeka. They're matching gifts dollar for dollar right now. So if you go to our website or call us, your money will be worth twice as much thanks to their generosity. Our website is kansaspublicradio.org. And the number to call is 888-577-5268. We just heard the conclusion of our top 70 countdown, celebrating 70 years of broadcasting. And another way we're commemorating that is through a special limited edition KPR's 70th anniversary enamel pin. And that can be yours if you give a gift of $70 or more during this campaign. The number to call is 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org is the website. In fact, if you go to the website and click on the membership category, I believe you'll see a picture of that enamel pin, so you can check it out when you make your pledge. Again, that's kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And Jason, earlier we were talking about the questionable business model of public radio. Imagine if you ran a restaurant like public radio. You don't pay for it. You just maybe they ask you at the door occasionally and not all the time, how much would you like to pay for that meal that you just ate? And then you could decide, well, you know, today I want to pay $10. Or someday you might say, I'm in the mood to pay $25 for that meal. Well, that's kind of what public radio does. And in fact, you don't even have to pay for it all if you don't want, but certainly hope that you will do so.
Let's hope that it's not a dine and dash situation here, folks. You know, you've been listening to this great music, and that, what a piece of music that, Rhapsody in Blue just, kind of gets under your skin. And every time I hear it, it's just as moving as the last time I've heard it. It's very powerful. That's the kind of programming you have in Kansas Public Radio. Powerful programming. Programming that creates what we'd like to call the driveway moment. Mm. I'm sure most people who listen to public radio have experienced this, where you're in your car and you're driving somewhere and you're listening to a piece of music or a program or some kind of something in one of the news magazines show, maybe a morning edition or an All Things Considered segment. Mm. And the story is so compelling. The music is so compelling. You get to your destination before it's over and you put your car key to that first position where the engine is off, but the radio's still on because you have to hear how it ends.
Yeah.
That's the kind of radio programming that we have on Kansas Public Radio. And I think it's certainly worthy of your support. Why don't you join James and Sandy Cooper from Lawrence? They just became members of Kansas Public Radio. You can do it too. Help us keep Kansas Public Radio strong with classical music on the air all the time. So go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, and you can pledge online, or you can call us toll-free at 888-577-5268.
You have the opportunity to enjoy classical music in the morning, afternoon, and evening each and every weekday of the year because of listener support. It's the place where you can hear well-loved classics or perhaps even discover something new. There's a whole world of beauty and elegance to experience in classical music, thanks to the generosity of KPR listeners. But there's only one reliable way to make sure that this music is here for you in the future. And that's your pledge to Kansas Public Radio. There may be many folks out there who say that classical music, it's not quite for them, not their thing, and they're not that into it. But we think that may not be the case for you because you've joined us this afternoon. It might be your thing, very much so, and you're not alone. KPR is enjoyed by thousands of people, and while everyone is not in a position to contribute to Kansas Public Radio, enough people are that we can reliably say that Kansas Public Radio is going to be your classical companion for the foreseeable future. We certainly hope so, but it takes your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268.
And we're looking for four more people to make a pledge in the next few moments. We're looking to meet the challenge from Ben and Judy Coates. They are matching gifts dollar for dollar right now. And we still have room for at least four more pledges, depending on how much they are. But we want to polish this off. I get so excited when we have these challenges. Can we get down to crunch time? And we just need your help. So if you haven't become a member yet, or maybe it's time to renew your support, now would be a great time to do it. KansasPublicRadio.org or 888-577-5268. And I'll slow down just a little bit to say that again. 888-577-5268. Please be the next one to give us a call and do your part, and your money will be matched dollar for dollar.
You know, Dan, I share your excitement. I'm actually wearing my KPR hoodie as well as my KPR socks. Now, I'm not wearing my KPR pin because I forgot to put it on. But otherwise, I would have been wearing it because I'm excited. I'm really excited. This is the last day of our Campaign for Excellence this spring, and we've been doing really well. And the reason we're doing well is because of all of the wonderful listener members who support their public radio station. If you've already mailed in your contribution, if you've already joined Kansas Public Radio, if you're already a sustaining member, thank you. Thank you so much. It means so much to all of us here at Kansas Public Radio to know that not only are you listening, but you're willing to support us financially as well, because we believe in our mission, and we'd like to share what we do with everyone in the community, and that takes everyone's support, everyone's active membership in Kansas Public Radio. So, that said, help us make this challenge. Your contribution right now will be matched. So that's a great reason to call 888-577-5268 or go to kansaspublicradio.org and become a member of Kansas Public Radio.
Jason is very much on theme for this Campaign for Excellence. And if you'd like to be on theme, one suggestion I've made is perhaps a one-time gift of $70. 70 is a very important round number on theme for the Campaign for Excellence as we celebrate our 70th birthday. Just a suggestion. The most important thing is to pledge at whatever amount you can at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. KPR would like to thank Taco Zone for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Taco Zone is located at 13 East 8th Street in downtown Lawrence. Jason and Dan, I want to thank you for being with me this afternoon, and we have a little bit more music to help usher us into news time at 3. Here's Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops with a little something from an opera by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov on KPR. We'll be right back. Procession of the Nobles from the opera Mlada by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, as played by the Boston Pops Orchestra led by Arthur Fiedler, here on Kansas Public Radio, as we proceed into news time. Up next is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson. It's been a great amount of fun sharing the classical Top 70 countdown with you. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'd like to thank Dan Skinner and Jason Sloat, as well as everyone here at the KPR staff, for making things such a success during our Campaign for Excellence, the Spring Membership Drive. But I mainly want to thank you, the dedicated listener, and all those who called or pledged online at kansaspublicradio.org. We really appreciate your efforts to keep public radio going strong in this community. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Taco Zone for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Taco Zone is located at 13 East 8th Street in downtown Lawrence. Celebrating 70 years on the air, and hopefully 70 more, we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. It's 3 o'clock.